Our corporation always have a good performance since we entered into the new market. We are getting ahead of our competitors in terms of profits, but we didn't just take pride in the contemporary achievements. We have launched a series of campaigns targeting our potential customers. And we thought we made a perfect plan in advertising, research, and after-sales service. But recently, we've been getting cancellations of orders from clients, saying they've been receiving faulty goods. We need to improve the system, not only making our work more efficient, but also paying more attention to the random checking. We want to invite the working staffs from the consulting firm for their professional advices. And sales team leaders need to watch the situation carefully and report cancellations to head office immediately.
With our company boasting an increasing number of loyal customers, I've been trying to find ways of increasing production in order to grab more market and make more profits. I've introduced new shifts and production targets, but at the end of the day, we're limited by a constant manpower shortage. Last month, three of our best people left us because of bad working relationships. I went to something called a team synergy laboratory, which was for the managers, supervisors, and all the staff of my department. The idea was to focus on everyone's behaviour and working relations. It's a very powerful experience, as you can imagine, because it brought up all sorts of feelings. It's clear that unless we can keep trained staff, our production problem won't go away.
When I first read the report, I was very disappointed. In our latest market research exercise, we did a survey in terms of advertising, publicity, customer services. Our results are well below the target. In spite of using the consultants and the new strategies we've been applying, to make matters worse, we got a lot of complaints. I can't understand it at all. It also seems that we are not really getting our message across to the media properly. We need to manage that better. In order to try and get clear what's going on, I'm going to need input from various sections. What I'd like from you, as soon as you can, is price comparisons for the different regions. I also need a report on how useful the consultant's advice was.
The new products that we newly launched are as good as we predicted. As expected, we received a great number of customers and potential partners. But the problem is the company's got cash flow difficulties at present. The problem lies with our larger customers. They've been delaying payments, and we are in danger of going into the red. Against the backdrop of the economic downturn, we can't just sit back and do nothing. If the situation keeps moving on, it would be like a domino effect. Eventually, it is harmful for our economic running. I'm negotiating with these clients to find a solution. If I don't succeed, we may not be able to pay our own bills.
I sometimes do think that the people who know least about a company are the people who run it. That's why there's such an industry in advising on and supplying the skills for managing change. We went along assuming that we were selling well because of what we saw as our core qualities. But we were wrong. It was just that we happened to have got our pricing right. So when we changed that, it all started falling apart. Things got decidedly grim for a time, and drastic action was required. A merger was considered, and an aggressive takeover had to be fought off. In the end, it was easier to accept an offer for the budget products division and avoid major redundancies than go on trying to keep the whole thing afloat.